It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. London, New York, Oakland, San Francisco, just a few of the cities hosting the Steelers this season. If you plan to travel to any of the away games, travel contributor Elaine LeBaum has some suggestions for venturing beyond the stadium. Elaine LeBaum is a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, and she joins us in Studio A. Elaine, good to see you again, as always.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Glad to see you're wearing black and gold.
You got it.
Okay, New Girl, the Steelers are about to kick off their season, and you're thinking we should pencil in some out-of-division away games on our travel calendar. Why the longer travel?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I looked at the schedule this year, I thought, wow, these are some terrific away games. There's some great cities, some of my favorites. And the ones that are out of division, three of the five, you could make a road trip out of it. I mean, when you talk about, you know, going to the Boston area, Foxborough or New York or even up to Green Bay, Milwaukee area, those are very doable road trips. You can get to all of those cities in a day from Pittsburgh. You truly can. And then there's a couple that are a little farther afield, but they're great cities, so why not? But it's just, you know, the opportunity also of, you know, fall travel. Everything's a little bit quieter. You can get some off-season pricing. It's a good time of year to travel. And when you think about the fact that you can, you know, root for the home team and go to some great destinations and explore those at the same time, it's a good thing to do.
And there's a term that they use in sports referring to fans that really follow their teams, that they travel well. Steelers fans really travel well. They are into following their team all over the place.
Well, they do it. And I think, you know, they make a whole production out of it, for lack of a better term. They really do. They get to the stadiums early. They check out what the Steeler bars are on the ground. They're connected and ready to go from the get-go, which is awesome. But what I would also invite people to do is to try to get a sense of place while you're there, too. In some cases, again, out-of-division travel, you are likely traveling farther. If you're going to the West Coast or even over to London, hey, let's check out those places, too, while we're there. We tried to do that on the recent baseball tour, and I think it makes sense for Steeler fans as well.
Speaking of London, the Steelers are going to be playing there. We mentioned they have a worldwide brand. They're very well followed in Europe. And in England, there have been a series of games that NFL teams have played over the years. The
right.
Steelers have not yet participated until this year. They're going to London to play the Minnesota Vikings
yes.
at Wembley Stadium. Now, not everybody can get to London, but for those who can, you've been there, so you know a thing or two about how to have fun in foggy old London town.
Well, you know, you seized on a key point there. It's September 29, so it could be worse. It's still relatively early in the fall, but you may have to get ready. A little bit of, you know, fog and drizzle and rain, you're probably going to get that. But I got to tell you, places like Big Ben and the Tower Bridge look absolutely gorgeous in the fog and drizzle, so you shouldn't worry about that. One of my favorite...
You're talking about the clock tower, not the quarterback Big Ben.
This is true. You know, our own Ben probably looks pretty good in the drizzle, too.
He's already gone over there, and I think you can go on the internet and see the photos of him standing next to Big Ben that they shot
really,
to promote the game.
Really, Big Ben with Big Ben.
Yes.
Love it. But, so there are some, you know, iconic attractions in London if you go over there for the game that you just can't miss. So you're talking that, like I said, the Tower Bridge. Hyde Park. This is a place that I've always visited when I've gone to London. They have some beautiful parks in the city. You want to spend time there. How about as a food city? Just little places where you can get, you know, Indian food, Asian food. It is so good in London.
Or just plain old fish and chips.
There you go. You know, there was a time when, you know, 20, 25 years ago, people would say, oh, you don't go to London for the food. And I did go to London at that time, and they were right. The food wasn't so good. But boy, they have elevated their game. There are a lot of good places to eat in London now. But the other point I want to make is that it's not realistic for every Steeler fan who would like to get to London. So I think a fun way to approach this particular game is to go to Minneapolis and go see it at a Steeler bar there. And there's one I've been tipped to called Manning's Cafe in Minneapolis. Nice, you know, rollicking Steeler bar. You can watch the game there. And I will tell you this, Minneapolis in September, the weather couldn't be nicer. It's a fantastic city for outdoor activities. You go to the chain of lakes, which are right in the city, Lake Calhoun, Lake Harriet. You can bike. You can canoe. You can do all kinds of fun things. You go to the Midtown Greenway. It's one of my favorite bike trails, really, anywhere in the U.S. It's a beautiful greensward, many-mile trail. So there's so many things you can do there. So that's another way to approach the game, a little bit closer to home. And you can still, you know, get that vibe of Steeler fans, you know, in Minneapolis. Not quite like being there, but hey, a little more affordable.
Right. You can still tangle with the opposing fans, which is part of why you go on these trips.
Exactly right.
Now, the Steelers play the New York Jets 2 weeks after that Vikings game on October 13th, and it's fall in New York City, something we know is at the top of your list, Elaine.
Absolutely, and I got to tell you, it should be at the top of the list for many. It's a beautiful time of year to be in New York, and what I would encourage fans to do, you know, I know people have been to New York before, and surely you know you want to do the iconic attractions, of course, that we've talked about in the past, but maybe you look at this as an opportunity to explore Lower Manhattan, visit the 9/11 Memorial. I was there just after it opened, and it's the most moving, really special place to visit. You should try and take advantage of that. Go over to the Chelsea Market, also in Lower Manhattan, downtownish area, I should say. The High Line, this neat urban park that has been created on an old railway that goes, you know, for many, many blocks, a couple miles along 10th Avenue on the west side. A place I love to eat, Otto, O-T-T-O, Pizzeria, also in the downtownish area. It's a Mario Batali spot, thin crust pizza. So there are 1,001 things you could potentially do in New York City, you know, while you get ready to go to the game, which is actually in New Jersey, as we know, East Rutherford.
Right.
But check, you know, if you're going to be there, check the web for transportation options. They absolutely encouraged you not to drive to the game, but there are lots of good public transit options to get to the game. So keep that in mind. A lot of them, you know, from Lower Manhattan.
And even if the Steelers lose that game, October 13th is the anniversary of Bill Mazeroski's World Series winning home run over the Yankees, 1960. So you can still have something you can throw at those New Yorkers.
I'm chuckling because I did not have that factoid at my fingertips.
I just figured I'd add that in there. Now, the Oakland Raiders are the opponent on October 27th. And if we travel out there, should we stay in Oakland, where someone once said there's no there, or San Francisco just across the bay?
Well, funny you should ask, because as you know, I spent many, many years in San Francisco, and I don't want the Oakland fans to get upset with me, but I think what you want to do is you want to stay at the waterfront in San Francisco. A great little spot is the Hotel Vitale. That's a good choice, and it's right along the waterfront. And the neat thing about staying in San Francisco is that you can take BART to the game from anywhere in the city center. Bay Area Rapid Transit, that's the subway system.
And there's a new bridge, too, right?
There is a new bridge, yes, but that would be a bit more convoluted to drive over to the game. Not terribly convoluted. I can tell you, though, you are going to sit in traffic. Take BART. BART leaves you right off at the Oakland Coliseum. Stay downtown on the San Francisco side. The hotel is very close to the Ferry Plaza Marketplace, totally redesigned urban market near the waterfront. Go to the Mission District, some of my favorite taquerias. Taqueria Cancun, I still think, is the best burrito in Northern California. Chinese dim sum. Go to Tan Kiang in the avenues for dim sum. Ideale for Italian food. I mean, I could, you know, give you food wrecks out the wazoo. But San Francisco is an eating town, and you're going to want to stay there and chow down and then go to the game.
And then we'll face Tom Brady and the New England Patriots a week later on the other coast in Foxborough, which is due south of Boston. Nice time of year to be in Beantown?
It's a terrific time of year to be in Boston. And again, it's another great city. We're just so lucky to have these terrific destinations on our Steelers schedule this year. The 9-0 Hotel is a place I like near the Boston Common. And at the risk of, you know, sounding trite, I think that, and I did this on my last visit to Boston, you should try and walk the Freedom Trail. It is just such a charming experience. You get to see all the great historic attractions of Boston, especially on a cool fall day. You know, button up your coat and get out there. You go to the visitor center at the Boston Common. They'll give you a map of the Freedom Trail and
the old North Church.
All of those great places, right? The Granary Burial Ground, all of that. Try to catch the John F. Kennedy Museum and Library while you're there. Another fantastic destination. Antico Forno is my favorite restaurant currently in the North End for Italian food. Again, great thin crust pizza. I've got pizza on my mind.
Yeah, you're making me hungry. Last but not least, the Steelers play at Green Bay on December 22nd, and that sounds, well, cold, and do we really want to do that? And do we want to stay in Green Bay or Appleton?
Well, and now here's the deal. This is gonna test the loyalty of Steeler fans, right? Are you going to go to Green Bay in December? Tough one. You know what I would suggest? Stay in Milwaukee. Again, I hope all the Green Bay fans don't call me up and say, what are you talking about? But Milwaukee, you know, we just got back from there. We were there on the ballpark tour. Terrific city. It's just 2 hours from Green Bay. I say spend your weekend in Milwaukee, but on game day, drive up early in the morning to Green Bay so you can see what the vibe is like. Certainly, you know, around Lambeau Field, it's a classic football town. But a couple things you want to do in Milwaukee, in addition to the art museum, the Harley-Davidson Museum. Did you know it was there, Paul?
I believe I did, but yep. I've never been to it. Is it great?
Yeah, it's great. It's been redone. It's fantastic.
So Milwaukee, if you're in Green Bay, and bundle up.
Absolutely. And good luck.
Elaine LaBaume is a contributing editor for the eZine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, thanks for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, legendary singer-songwriter Graham Nash joins us to talk about his multifaceted career and his upcoming concert in Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.